A former presidential candidate rallies in Oklahoma. An audit of the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is still pending. And a film festival in Sulphur this weekend. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, August 7th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Former Democratic presidential candidate from Texas, Beto O'Rourke, made a stop in Oklahoma City this week as part of a tour of the Midwest. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on the high-profile visit and its purpose.
O'Rourke says Oklahomans fed up with the Trump administration, regardless of party, should be thinking about not fighting back, but taking the fight directly to them, like a boxer moving off the ropes, he says.
And no longer awaiting the punch thrown by these would-be fascists, but throwing our punch first and throwing it harder. How about that, folks?
O'Rourke's visit comes as 56 Democratic state lawmakers in Texas are actively breaking quorum during a special legislative session to stop Republicans in that state from redrawing five districts in the middle of the decade at Trump's behest. He said the way to fight further GOP entrenchment in Texas and elsewhere is by generating the, quote, broadest united front possible. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's attorney general is voicing frustration over an incomplete audit into the state's Turnpike Authority, requested more than 2 years ago. Thomas Pablo reports.
AG Gentner Drummond says the wait time is unprecedented. He's asking for State Auditor Cindy Byrd to complete the investigation so he can take potential legal action. Byrd responded by saying that such a sizable audit had never been conducted on the agency. She also says her office notified Drummond after his request that it would take at least 1 year before she could begin the investigation due to pending inquiries. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports she told Drummond he could better serve Oklahomans by acting on past investigations. Drummond first requested the audit of the OTA in March 2023. He was concerned about improper overlapping funds between the agency and the state's Department of Transportation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
OTA employees say they do annual third-party audits, but this one is the most complex they've seen. The Norman City Council is looking at alternate funding options to build a flood warning system after FEMA cuts put its planned project on hold. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the council heard a presentation on FEMA's community rating system.
Amid FEMA cuts made under the Trump administration, the city of Norman was forced to table its automatic flood warning system project. Mayor Steven Tyler Holman says city officials are continuing to pursue funding for the project despite cuts.
Flood management system or warning system could be a project that we look to try to get locally funded, maybe over a span of time if we have to try to save up and do that, but then just continuing to explore any state or federal options that come up in the future for how we can improve our systems.
Norman City Council discussed floodplain management standards set by FEMA for communities participating in the National Flood Insurance Program. The NFIP provides access to federally backed flood insurance for property owners. Norman also participates in FEMA's community rating system, a program encouraging floodplain management. Communities are rewarded for flood awareness activities with discounted insurance premiums. Norman is a Class 6 community, meaning properties within the special flood hazard area receive a 20% premium reduction. Despite the discount, Public Works Director Scott Sturt says only 7% of these properties have flood insurance. I'm Audrey McClure.
The Chickasaw Nation's Film Festival is back this weekend in Sulphur. As Sarah Lisi reports, starting tomorrow, viewers can expect to interact with indigenous filmmakers and see Native representation on the big screen.
The 10th annual Hoba Pisachi Native Film Festival features a diverse lineup of films that expand the imagination, including works by indigenous filmmakers ranging from historical documentaries to post-apocalyptic sci-fi. Fran Parchcorn is the executive director of the Chickasaw Cultural Center.
There's just going to be a lot of celebration, not only with our invited guests, but also with the public as to how we are able to preserve this type of storytelling through film.
The festival kicks off with a filmmaking workshop for students and concludes on Saturday night with a red carpet event and an autograph booth with special guests. All film festival events are at no cost to attendees and will take place at the Chickasaw Cultural Center in Sulphur. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.